Well, we are a new organization. We formed just in the weeks after the election this past fall. There were several teachers who we've all known each other through various places, but we work in different districts in the metro area. And we're all teachers who are passionate about social justice and have several similar interests along those lines. And we're just very worried about what's going to happen to our students in the direction that our country currently seems to be headed, especially our students in our minority communities and our students who are living in high poverty communities.
So when you were formed, that was long before any of the cabinet nominations and certainly before Betsy DeVos became education secretary. And we'll talk a little bit about your concerns now for public education. But what were some of the specific concerns that you had as educators in those immediate days and weeks following the election?
One thing was a lot of the racist rhetoric that came out in the election, not necessarily by President Trump, but he seemed to certainly encourage some of his supporters to express some of those views. So that was one thing we were worried about. Privatization, we knew, would be a big agenda item for President Trump because he had already stated things indicating that he is for privatization in education, and he had made comments about getting rid of the Department of Education, and so those were some things that we were concerned about. And just making sure, you know, just the general trend with that the Republican Party, unfortunately, and I don't like to make things partisan, but the party right now seems to be espousing that pro-privatization agenda, and we know that that takes money away from our public schools, and we feel like those resources really need to be invested in our students. Some other things we were concerned about, though, were even the social agenda items that we know are going to affect our kids, such as the crackdown on families who are undocumented. We know that we have quite a few of those students, and we know that sometimes in those families, some members are undocumented and some members are citizens, and so we don't want to see families split up. So those were some other issues that we definitely are worried about how those are going to affect our students.
So what actions is your organization taking? What do you do, or is it just a collection of like-minded folks?
Well, we're teachers, so we're busy, but we're trying to figure out what we can do. We are all teachers who are active in the Colorado Education Association, and we're all active in our local unions, but we saw this as a way to bridge beyond that. Not that CEA doesn't care about these things. They do a great job, and in fact, we're in the process of hopefully becoming a caucus of CEA, but there's a process you have to go through for that. So CEA does have social justice as something it works on, but we wanted something where just teachers who care about these things could come together and make things happen. And we have one teacher who's planning on putting on some Know Your Rights trainings. And then we've got other things that we are trying to figure out how to navigate the system. We've met with a couple of our state representatives and talking to them about policies that we think would be good for students. So trying to get more actively involved in the government side of things as far as, you know, as citizens. We decided, it's interesting because we decided to plan this rally before all of the rallies. The women's rally, I think, had been scheduled, but it hadn't been hyped up yet because we chose this date over Thanksgiving weekend. And so, you know, since the women's rally, all of these other rallies and things have happened every weekend just about at the Capitol. But since we've been trying to get that put together, we're still working on some of our organizational pieces and figuring out what we have the capacity for. Once we get that caucus status, then we'll have the ability to do some organizing within CEA and get some more teachers on board